B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So why was I interviewed by the police?
I cannot wait to hear this.
So, you guys know that... an episode of Live PD. You guys know that my car is it's just a Ford Taurus, and it has problems from time to time. And things don't work. Like, the back door sometimes won't work. Electronically, there happens to be issues from time to time with my car. Like, on my key fob, I can't lock my car for my key fob. I actually have to go inside my car to lock it. Well, I went to the store yesterday, and I got out of the car, and the alarm went off.
Okay.
And so another girl was putting up her groceries, and I hit the alarm button off and it on my key fob, and it wouldn't work. So I had to go back into the car, turn the car on, which stopped the alarm, and then turn the car back off.
Okay.
And so I get out, and the girl's like, "You having issues?" And I said something along the lines of, "I've only stolen it today. I haven't figured out how to use it, yet. And we laughed.
Right.
We both laughed. It was funny.
Yeah.
And hey, I closed the
I don't know how to work this car. I'm stealing it.
I just stole it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm at the grocery store. So I go up and I go grocery shopping, and when I come out, there happens to be a police officer parked right in front of my vehicle. And I go up and I put
blocking
my groceries
you in.
Blocking me in. And I go start putting groceries in my car, and he hops out and he goes, Is this your vehicle? And I'm like, yeah. And he's
oh,
like,
oh, you didn't do that line where I don't know, I just stole it today?
No.
That line went away.
I didn't do that line again. And he's like, hey, can I see your license and registration? You know, because I guess he wanted to prove that it was my vehicle. And he's saying, yeah, someone said that this vehicle was stolen, but I didn't notice anything.
Yeah, like he could have run your tags.
Yeah, he goes, I didn't see anything stolen. And I guess he just wanted to confirm that I, in fact, was the owner of the vehicle.
Right. Well, I guess, Manny, if somebody were to steal one of our cars while we were here on air, we would never know until we went out.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess even if it wasn't in the system, he wanted to confirm.
Right.
And he laughed and he goes, I figured he kind of laughed about it. I was like, I figured this wasn't stolen.
So
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I think that woman that was laughing with you called the police on you.
I think she didn't like my joke. And the officer was really nice because he could have dinged me on an expired registration and he cut me a break.
Oh, good.
So he told me, like, make sure you get your stuff renewed.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, but he's sitting there asking me about it. And he wouldn't really go into specifically on who called.
Yeah.
He just said someone said this vehicle was stolen.
Because the girl you said it to laughed.
We both laughed. I got out. I was like, I just stole it today. Still haven't figured out how to use it, which I thought is a great line.
That is funny.
I think it's funny, too.
Clearly. And by the way, I don't know how many people steal cars and
joke about it.
And then go to
Publix to go shopping.
But you know what? Also, to be fair, Manny, good for her if for calling the cops because, you know, we say it all the time. If you see something, say something.
Yeah.
So maybe she just wanted to double check.
I wonder what other reason why the cops inadvertently got called on you. Like, what else could you be doing that the cops would get called on you, like somebody mistook it as a crime, and then the cops show up, and you're like, no, we're just yelling. We're just yelling over a Panther game. Nobody's getting murdered in here. You know what I mean? Like, why did the cops get called on you, and there was no reason really why? 704-570-9595.
I was accused of stealing a car.
That was yours.
I think it's so funny.
Somebody from area code 704 texted in and said they also called the cops on someone who was actually having their car stolen. The police arrested the man. And then we talked to somebody last Friday at our Fam Jam Friday with Duncan in university. Remember, she said that she was the one that called in one day to talk about how she was at a gas station.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody left their vehicle, the other vehicle running, and somebody just jumped into that car and stole it.
Yeah, she watched a carjacking take place, basically.
Yeah. All right, 704-570-9595. Why were the cops inadvertently called on you? Producer Nicole is grabbing the phones.
Of course, I go home and I'm telling Sterling the whole police encounter, and he thinks I'm like an idiot. He's like, who would ever joke about stealing a car? And I'm like, I don't know. I would.
I don't know.
I got it. Like, I had to jump in back into my car in front of a woman to turn it on, to turn it back off, to stop an alarm. Yeah. I think that.
To me, that's just a passing comment, like a funny passing comment.
Right.
And, maybe she was like Loren, where she's like, you know what? If this car gets stolen, I'm the last person that saw this idiot.
She was liable. Let's talk with Nicole in Salisbury. Why did the cops get called on you?
I was having a ugly Christmas sweater party, and all of my friends are loud. They're all from New York. And we were out on the front porch, and someone called a domestic.
And I thought you were, like,
yelling at each other.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
So, like, an undercover cop came up to my door, and everyone was, like, telling him to come in. And I was like, no, that's the cops. Don't do that.
We're at the party.
The strippers are here.
And they were like, we got a call about a domestic. And I was like, no. And we were all decked out in ugly sweaters and Christmas hats, and there was beer all over the front porch. And they were like, oh, okay. Have a good night.
Yeah, they were just having a good time. By the way, thanks, Nicole. It would be awesome if we heard from a police officer who maybe got called on something and they had a laugh. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's got to be funny for them, too. And a relief.
Great. Of course. It'd be great if the cop that stopped me would call in. I didn't, by the way, plug the show. I didn't be like, wow. Well, yeah, I'm on the
thank goodness.
Yeah. I didn't want him to, like, arrest me promptly, you know. This is Melanie and Charlotte. So you got called on for having a lemonade stand?
Yes, it was when I was younger with my friend, and we were having a lemonade stand. I was probably in, like, elementary school, maybe, like, 10 or 11. And apparently we were screaming too loud that there was lemonade for sale, and the neighbor called the cops. And he rolled up, and, I mean, he didn't say this because we were kids, but he was definitely like, screw that guy. I'm buying all the lemonade from you guys.
Hey. That's awesome.
Thanks,
you know,
Melanie.
That neighbor's the one who's just be like,
yeah.
I bet they don't have a license to do that.
Yeah.
All just snooty. And
cops got called to a lemonade stand.
A lot of text messages coming in. People got called for breaking into their own house. Like, this one, 704, just said, I got the cops called on me for breaking into my own house because I locked myself out. I was climbing through a window.
Gosh. Let's talk with Steven in Monroe. You work on pools. And someone called the cops on you.
Yeah, I actually service pools and was actually working on the equipment and turned around. I was like in a rain suit, pressure washing the filters, had the equipment broke down and turned around and had 7-8 cops surrounding me, guns pointed at me.
Whoa!
And I said, what are you doing? I said, I'm working on the pool.
What does it look like I'm doing?
Oh, my God.
If you were Roy, you'd say, I'm breaking into the house.
Go ahead.
I said, no, I'm just working on the pool, sir. And I had to pressure wash a wand. I threw it down. But, yeah, it was very adventurous.
Oh, man. I mean, come on, though. Wouldn't the cops, like, immediately see you in the equipment and go?
And or see your vehicle? Do you have an unmarked vehicle out front? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh. I also want to give a shout-out. It's my 10-year anniversary, my wife and I.
Aww,
hey, congratulations. Today's my anniversary as well, 8 years.
Yep. So I want to give a shout-out to Amber Rory.
All right, Amber.
Okay. Thank you so much for listening.
Your husband's got street cred. He had the cops surrounding him at a house one night.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.